7月18号。
After July 18th,
莫斯科郊外，乌克兰的无人机引燃了冶煤仓库的大火。
A drone from outside Moscow, Ukraine, ignited a fire at the coal warehouse.
外部机构及多方媒体初步估算。
Preliminary estimates from external organizations and multiple media outlets.
仅7月18日的袭击造成的直接经济损失就突破了1000亿卢布，约合人民币85亿至90亿元。
The direct economic losses caused by the attack on July 18th have already exceeded 1 trillion rubles, which is approximately RMB 85 billion to 90 billion.
冶煤的物流中心已经瘫痪。
The logistics center for coal has been paralyzed.
而这场大火的火源源自于两年前的一场枪战。
The fire in this incident originated from a gunfight 2 years ago.
2024年9月18日。
September 18, 2024.
克里姆林宫附近响起。
A sound was heard near the Kremlin.
剧烈枪声，地点位于冶煤 Wildberries 公司总部办公室，现场爆发了真枪实弹的交火。
Gunshots rang out at the Wildberry headquarters office where a real gunfight broke out.
两死七伤。
Two dead, seven injured.
而这场惨烈枪战中
In this fierce gun battle,
枪口指向俄罗斯女首富塔季扬娜的竟然是和她相伴。
The gun was pointed at Tatiana, the richest woman in Russia, and it was aimed by someone who was with him.
二十年的丈夫。
20 years of marriage.
2000年的莫斯科。
2000 Moscow.
25岁的朝鲜族英语教师塔季扬娜与 IT 男弗拉季斯拉夫仅相识一个半月。
25-year-old Korean teacher Tatiana and IT guy Vladislav only knew each other for half a month.
便义无反顾地走进了婚姻。
He went into marriage without hesitation.
那时的感情纯粹而热烈。
At that time, the feelings were pure and passionate.
充满了烟火气与温情。
Full of fireworks and warmth.
2004年初。
In the early 2000s,
不为人母的塔季扬娜
Tatiana, a mother,
在休产假时穿梭在莫斯科的街头
wearing a coat and hiding in the streets of Moscow during maternity leave,
深夜在挤在狭小的空间
in the dead of night, squeezed into a narrow space,
里盘点货物，在共同打拼的岁月中
Trace the journey of goods through the years.
他们陆续迎来了七个孩子。
They welcome 7 children in succession.
曾是令人艳羡的创业神仙眷侣。
Once, they were a couple of entrepreneurs who were envied by everyone.
然而
However,
随着商业帝国的膨胀
As the business empire expands,
昔日患难与共的夫妻
Husbands and wives who have shared hardship together in the past,
最终因这位电商女皇的扩张梦想而走向了拔枪相向的悲剧。
Ultimately, the tragedy unfolded due to the expansion dreams of this female e-commerce queen.
塔季扬娜的终极野心
Tatiana's ultimate ambition.
随着冶煤的崛起，已经远不止卖货，她的梦想。
With the rise of e-commerce, his dreams are no longer just about selling goods,
而是打造一个能抗衡亚马逊的全球商业帝国。
Instead, build a global commercial empire that can compete with Amazon.
为实现这一帝国梦
To realize this imperial dream,
他致信普京以出让 35% 股权。
He believes that Putin will cede 35% of the shares.
个人财富缩水数十亿美元为代价
Lose tens of billions of personal wealth.
希望换取克里姆林宫的政治背书
In exchange for political backing from the Kremlin.
其核心意图是借机建立一套类似 SWIFT 的俄罗斯独立数字支付系统
The core intention is to take the opportunity to establish a Russian independent digital payment system similar to SWIFT.
彻底打破西方金融制裁.
Completely break the Western financial sanctions.
就是这部舍财换权的大旗.
This is the banner of sacrificing everything for power.
直接引爆了夫妻间的感情的剧烈冲突.
Caused a severe conflict that directly exploded the relationship between husband and wife.
她的丈夫弗拉季斯拉夫认为,
Her husband, Vladislav, thought that
这是极度亏本的买卖,
This is a highly unprofitable transaction.
认为这种以小吞大的合并是掠夺性收购,
I think this merger, which is a small company swallowing up a larger one, is an aggressive takeover.
会严重稀释他的个人身家,
This will severely deplete his personal assets.
于是,
Therefore,
也许可能是在几两伏特加烧酒的刺激下,
Perhaps it was under the influence of a couple of shots of vodka.
便带着30名车臣壮汉杀向野
Then he brought 30 Chechen men to kill him.
没总部砸碎公司大门,
Coal headquarters smashed the company's door.
试图强行逼宫进行谈判,
Attempting to force a negotiation.
面对这阵仗,
In the face of this situation,
塔吉扬娜没有亲自拔枪,
Paki Anner didn't personally pull the trigger.
而是从容调动重金雇佣的安保团队,
Instead, they calmly mobilized a team of highly paid mercenaries.
火力压制, 硬生生,
Fire pulls hard.
将丈夫的武装谈判打成了惨烈的枪战,
Turned a husband's armed negotiation into a bloody gunfight.
最终导致2死7伤,
Ultimately resulted in 2 deaths and 7 injuries.
事后,
Afterwards,
他更是毫不手软,
He was ruthless,
直接推动警方以谋杀罪立案,
Initiate a murder investigation by the police,
并决绝走离婚程序,
And refused to go through the divorce process.
此案至今仍未了结,
This case is still unresolved.
这一战彻底暴露了他铁腕女皇的底色,
This battle completely exposed his ruthless queen's true colors.
面对至亲的背叛与暴力,
Confronting betrayal and violence from loved ones.
他极度理性杀伐,
He is extremely rational and ruthless.
果断绝不妥协,
Firm and resolute.
用一场惨烈的枪战和决绝的离婚,
With a brutal gunfight and a resolute divorce,
誓死捍卫了他的帝国版图,
He vowed to defend his empire's territory at all costs.
但是在面对社交媒体的时候,
However, when facing social media,
塔吉扬娜在镜头前崩溃痛哭,
Taki, a young woman from the Amazon rainforest, broke down in tears on camera.
他嘶吼着说,
He shouted,
拉迪斯拉夫,
Vladislav,
你怎么能让事情变得如此荒谬?
How can you make things so ridiculous?
而据俄罗斯媒体透露,
According to Russian media reports,
在这场激烈的家庭枪战的幕后,
Behind the intense family gunfight,
塔吉扬娜实际上已经实现了自己为克里姆林攻下的一盘大棋,
Paganer has actually realized his own grand plan for capturing the Kremlin.
建立一个绕过西方 SWIFT系统的国家级数字支付平台,
Establish a national-level digital payment platform that bypasses the Western SWIFT system.
并且这笔交易得到了普京的亲自批准,
And this transaction was personally approved by Putin.
枪战平息后,
After the gunfight subsided,
塔吉扬娜没有退缩,
Pakiana didn't back down.
她借机彻底剥夺了丈夫在公司最后的股份, 完成了权力的绝对集中。
Faking the opportunity, the wife completely deprived her husband of the remaining shares in the company, thus achieving absolute power.
但代价是什么?
What is the cost?
他向国家让渡了核心利益。
He ceded his core interests to the state.
将冶煤的物流与金融网络
Integrate the logistics and financial networks of coal mining.
深深绑定了俄罗斯的国家机器。
Deeply intertwined with the Russian state apparatus.
从这一刻起
From this moment on,
塔吉扬娜不再是单纯的俄罗斯女首富。
Tatiana is no longer just the former Russian millionaire.
她走向了政治前台。
She stepped into the political arena,
成为了俄罗斯战时经济体系中最关键的国家代理人。
Became one of the most important national agents in Russia's wartime economic system.
当一家电商公司彻底成为国家意志的延伸。
When an e-commerce company becomes a direct extension of the state's will,
它就不再是安全的避风港。
It is no longer a safe haven.
当塔吉扬娜把冶煤送上国家战车的那一刻
When Tatiana gave the wild plum to the national chariot,
基辅的无人机数据指挥中心
His unmanned aerial vehicle data center,
就已经在他的仓库上画了一个红色的圈，准星已经瞄准。
He had already drawn a red circle aiming point on the warehouse and aimed at it.
只是何时按下发射键
When to press the launch button.
下一期我们看冶煤是如何把自己推向火山口的爆点
In the next issue, we'll see how May pushed herself to the brink of disaster.
并最终引发了这场莫斯科郊外的大火
And eventually caused a major fire in the Moscow suburbs.